does.
You should have it on the phone, but I want it just in case. I made some. It's one page, but just in case you don't have it. Thank you very much. Huh? Yeah. It's been a while, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we missed you very, very, very much.
Okay, Chavis, let's try to continue. It's been a while. There aren't enough pages, I don't think, so you look inside the one of the there. Okay. Thank you. We're trying to deepen our understanding of the Shiroshim of our generation, of our time, before we go into the actual sugya of Begam HaBris, which is over the Mitzvah within the next few weeks. Sometime Purim time, a little bit between Purim and Pesach, to go into the halachas, which I began a little bit months ago last year, but we're going to go into the sugya and learn it properly to understand what is Begam HaBris. And then after that, we're going to be working on understanding on a deep level what's the Mid of Yesod, and talk about the way to cure, to fight against this pagam, and how to also, I know it's the main thing that everybody's waiting for, is how to talk to the kids and how to, but first we have to understand the Inyan on a deeper level. So, Reb Tzadok HaKohen, sorry? Yeah, thank you. I just want to, I appreciate you reminding me that the Shir is the Shirim of Chabuz Yosef HaTzadik in memory and honor of Rabbi Noam, Rahmani, and the Shirim are named Dake Avi Noam, and the family should have Simcha, Nachas, and Brachat, maybe some Shana, everybody in the family. Thank you for reminding me. So before we begin, Eis Nun Beis, that's what you have in front of you, Nun Beis. There are two sides to the page, so where it starts, Nun Beis, the big Nun Beis, that's what we're learning. I'm sorry it's a little bit small. I was able to save a page or two like that. And the shul's money, I know you'd appreciate that. A little bit of a hakdama. The truth is, it would be g'day to learn the whole Sefer Tzikas HaTzadik. We don't have time for that. But maybe you could, for homework, to learn the whole Sefer Tzikas HaTzadik. And because the whole Sefer really is this, there's certain svarim that the whole Sefer is this inyan of the tikkunim of Yesod that we're, this is the sugya we're in. So let me just give you a little bit of background before we begin Nun Beis. A little bit of background. Background really is from Mem Tes. So I'll share with you a little bit what the Tzaddik says in Mem Tes. I didn't photostat it. I'll just say it to you a little bit. And many of you are familiar with this. You've heard this teaching from Reb Tzaddik in the past, one way or the other. So I'll just remind you. But I didn't want to spend time learning it inside, because the Ikkar is what we're going to be doing now in Nun Beis. But in Mem Tes, what the Rebbe begins with is that Kol, you don't have this in front of you, just pay attention for a minute. Kol Echad Yeda Shebemesha Yitzro Tokfo Bioser. Who kli muchan la'isem devarim biyoser lios nekim v'zakim etzlo. Kol echad yeda. The tzaddik writes that everybody should know that b'meshe yitzro tokfo biyoser, davke in that area of life where you feel that the yetzahara is most powerful in your life, that inyan in your life, where you feel that the yetzahara is strongest. Who kli muchan la'isem devarim. That's a simon, and what most people feel is that, okay, that's my worst thing. It's like if you're not good in science, so you go for some, you don't go for, you know, you go for a different subject. You go for something else. If you're not good in literature, you go for science. If you're not good in science, you go for the other stuff. So the natural inclination of a person is that if I'm failing at something, then that's just a part of my life that's embarrassing. I'm not going to talk to anybody about it, but I'm a failure in that area. I'm just a failure. But there are other good things I could do. And I'm going to try to focus on all the good things that I could do. Which is a natural thing for a person to feel that way. Reb Tzadik begins Mem Tes. It's not just Reb Tzadik, but Reb Tzadik says it like so clearly. Reb Nachman has a lot in this also. All the tzaddikim talk about this. The Davke, he says, Kol Echad Yedah Shebemesh SheYitzra Tokfer BiYoser, and that thing in your life, which is the thing you don't want to think about, because in that area you feel like I'm just a loser in that area. He says, Davke there, Hu Kli Muchan LaOisem Dvarim. You are. It means that you are a Kli Muchan. I don't have to translate that. You are a Kli Muchan. You are a vessel, a Kli that is prepared. BiYoser Lios Nekiim VeZakim Etzlo. Davke in that area, to be clean and pure, to excel. I'll give you a simple example. You see this all the time. I've seen this many times over the years. With the Davke kids, let's say, kids that when they were younger, they were totally messed up in substance abuse, addiction. Totally messed up. And b'chazdei Hashem, they were able to survive that time, and they were able to work on themselves, which is an unbelievably heroic thing. And I know myself, many of these chavra that are now saving the lives of many kids, years later, they are now the greatest, greatest, most empathetic, most understanding saviors of kids that are going through that now. And in this inyan, which when they were younger was threatening to destroy their lives, they have become kelim muchanim, unbelievable kelim of Hashem in this world. Not only that they have pulled themselves out, but as they have emerged from this heroically themselves, they're now pulling other chaverim with them. I see this all the time. All the time. And the Kohen is saying that Davke, you should know that in that area where you feel that you're weakest, most vulnerable, most messed up, that davka there to be a naki mamish, to be pure and clean, and davka in that area. Ubedvarm shehir b'liv shoa behem, and in that area of life where you have sinned terribly, yedeshu kli mucham liyos davka ba'osadov and naki ubar levav, that davka there you have the you were created to overcome that, and davke in that area you could become a bar levav, pure and strong, bar levav. I'm a strong. And he brings from the medrash shebeir shebechotu v'yaseh mitzvahs, that davke that part of your body with which you did averus now could be used for doing mitzvahs and so on. And he says, Avol, he says, Ugam tikun nafsho befrat. You shouldn't think it's just because you have to bend over backwards to be stronger in the area that you were weak. Reb Tzadik says, that's not why. He said, you should know that by working on that area in your life which you feel weakest and strengthening yourself, it's tikun nafsho befrat. You are being misaking your nefesh. You're being misaking your soul. You're fixing yourself up in the deepest part of yourself. That's what you're doing. Ki kol echad nivra l'tikun ezadav prat yeshavon nisyachta nafsho b'frat. Because every single one of us was created to work on a particular thing, b'frat, everything. Of course, we try to keep all mitzvahs, but b'frat, something in particular. And we're going to see in the next Torah that every generation, and in many more Torahs, that every generation has something b'frat that generation has to fix. The ikat tikun of our generation is the midah of Yesod. Is the midah of Tikkun HaBris, that's the Ikka Inyan of our generation before Mashiach comes, which is the preparation of Mashiach ben Yosef from Mashiach ben David, which we already learned about a little bit. Ve'ein lo chavra davka, in this Inyan, this is the thing that you have to fix in your life. And therefore he brings from the Gemara on Shabbos, where we find that one would ask another one Amora would ask another Amora, over from Izor Hitfei. But what was your father's inyan in this world? Because oftentimes it goes from parents to children. Love Davka, but oftentimes it does that. And then he brings a raya about how this is cross, oftentimes it's cross-generational, that our children inherit something that we inherited, and there are certain inyan that family has to fix. That family, love Davka, but oftentimes that's how it works. And he brings rayas from Tanakh in different places. If you have Tzikas HaTzadik, you'll look over Ayis Mem Tes. Now let's begin Nun Beis, inside. If you have a Tzikas HaTzadik, then try to, maybe it's easier if you bring it, although here we have this with this wonderful commentary that just came out a couple of years ago in the Imos HaTzadik. Mm-hmm. So maybe some of you have that, it's kedai to have. Al Yitam HaAdam. He said, don't be astonished. Don't be troubled. Im yira rishoy misravim ba'olam. V'holchim umizgadlam b'chol yom. Reb Tzadik says, you look at the world, and when you look at the world, you see that it seems that the rishoyim are misravim ba'olam, that the rishoyim, the wicked, are increasing in numbers. The rishis of the world. The rishis of the world. Kiyeda Shashem is Baruch Hu Baal HaKerem. So you should know that the Rebbeinu Shalom is the Baal HaKerem, meaning that he's the Baal HaBas. The Baal HaKerem means that this world is his vineyard, and the Jewish people are in particular called his Kerem, as the Navi Yeshayah, that's all Perek. Kumesha Kosov, Kumesha Amru, V'yadea Tiva Shal Kerem, and therefore the Rebbeinu Shalom knows the nature of his world, and what the world needs, yoresim yimenu, more than you and I know what the world needs. Umesake in tzarcha b'chol eis v'rega, and therefore, every single moment, Hashem is doing exactly what is needed for that moment in time, what the world needs in order to be brought to its final tikkun. Hashem's the Baal HaKerem, and He knows what He's doing. Now look at the parish a little bit. He helps to prepare us for the rest of the piece. Look inside. It's Nun Beis over there. It says, "Le'elas Barsh Hazman Shel Beita Beviyas Hamashiach Ukashi Yakol Tzmei Mishuasa." In the Ice Nun, Rab Tzadik was explaining. You know that the pasuk says, "Ani Hashem Beita Achishena." I am Hashem Beita Achishena, and I will bring Mashiach. I'll bring Geula Beita. In its time, but it says Beita Achishana, which you all know Chazal point out there's a contradiction between the words Beita and Achishana. Beita means in its appointed time. Who knows when that is? That's the appointed time. Achishana means what? I will rush it. It'll happen quickly. So it's an obvious contradiction. I'm going to bring the Yeshua Beita Achishana. In its time, I will rush it. So the Gemara says that we have a choice. If we're not fixing things the way we need to, then it's going to be at the time that Hashem set, Beita. Meaning the final time, the deadline, Beita. And then Hashem has His ways. We're going to talk about how to accelerate things at the end. If, however, we engage in the tikkun that we need to, then Hashem says there's another program you could be on. You could sign up for the Achishana program. Achishana means fast. Before the appointed time. So Reb Tzadik explained earlier in Ayis Nun, Shazman shall be ita bevias HaMashiach ukashe yiyu hakol tzmeim li Yeshuasa. Beita, Reb Tzadik says, is that time where it will come where we simply, where the Jewish people simply can't go on. That's Beita. We're so thirsty and so desperate for salvation for Mashiach, we can't continue. I don't know how many of us feel that this way right now. But that's the time that's called Be'ita. It's not on the calendar. Even though there's an Inyan of 6,000 years, but the Chassam Sofer and other tzaddikim already wrote that it's not so clear that was Mekubal by all of the Chachamim. Halavai, shouldn't Chas V'Shalom a minute past today, a minute even today it should be. But that which we grew up hearing, it has to be by the 6,000th year. So Yeshua B'Shamayim Yisrael the Baruch Shalom says, I don't have to do anything I don't want to do. It's like, you know, that the Chacham, that there was such an opinion in Chazal that said it must be by the 6,000th year. And there are Muslims that it must be by the 6,000th year. That Tzaddik, when he said that, Hashem doesn't have to do anything he doesn't want to do. He didn't sign on such a thing that it has to be Davka by the 6,000th year. He didn't sign. Again, Chalil, we shouldn't have to wait, but it doesn't have to be. Oyed is Barla El, Imam Dalad, Imam Tes. Shetoykef haYetzahara ba'adam, that powerful Yetzahara that a person has, Mochiach al Toykef Kedusha sa'adam l'umazeh, is the greatest proof of the holiness that the person has to overcome that. The dafka, the strongest thing in your life that's bringing you down, it's a siman that you have the most unbelievable strength to become great and to overcome that. And people that are less than you would not be able to do that. And a generation, that's what we're learning for months already, a generation that would be less than our generation would not have the ability to contend with the things that you and I are struggling with in this generation. Wouldn't be able to survive this generation. What's going on in Ruchnius, in our generation. Depending upon the strength of Ra and of that Yetzihara, the person has the strength in Kedusha to overcome that. And in light of all that we learned earlier, we now can understand to appreciate, to value, to understand the Kedusha that's hidden in these last generations of time. The Kedusha that's to be found in our generation at the end of time. Dafka because there's never been a generation that has such a Yetzirah like our generation. There's never been a generation that has such a Yetzirah. Dafka in this inyan of Pagam HaBris like our generation. Listen, people always had inyanim, but it's never ever been like this, the way that it is. And what's out there, and it's never been like this. So Yesh L'Nahar Chazak Kedusha Atumna B'Dos HaChorim. That teaches us, based upon this Yisod that we're learning, that there's never been a generation as holy as this last generation, with as much potential Kedusha as this generation. Ach Shekfi HaNira Maisesot Matzliach Rachmar L'Slan L'Hap L'Rabim B'Bnei Amenu B'Rishdei HaYetzahar. Even though when we look with our eyes, we see that so many chevra are losing. They're just losing. They're being crushed by the Yetzirah. Mavopichein, aleinu letzapos. Nevertheless, what we're learning in this Torah and Torah Nun Beis is that we have to believe and have faith and to look forward to. Shedavka dor hanomuch b'yoseh, the davka this which is the lowest generation in Mitzias, the lowest generation that's ever been. Which again means that connected that there's the deepest kedusha that we have to be able to overcome things that early generations would never ever have been able to overcome. Yizkil hashroimim berum hamailis mimhem yameinu. The dafka our generation is going to dafka reach the rum hamailis, the highest madregas mimhem yameinu quickly. In Mitzrayim, if anybody was sitting like Erev Moshe Rabbeinu, before the whole thing started, before Yetzias HaTzayim got moving, and before Moshe Rabbeinu appeared, anybody who would have been sitting in Mitzrayim at that time would have felt that we're absolutely done. We're done. Reb Tzadik writes about this in many places. That's why when the Torah reveals to us the Mitzvah of Emunah, which pasuk is the Mitzvah of Emunah? Chavre. Where do we learn the Mitzvah of Emunah? It's a strange pasuk. What pasuk? No? One person. Which is the what does the Rambam bring the pasuk? What is the makar for the obligation for a Jew to believe in God? Anocha Hashem Elokecha Asher Tzaseicha Me'eretz Yisrael. Anocha Hashem Elokecha Asher Tzaseicha. Now that is according to the Rambam. I mean, you know, there are arguments about that. I'm not going into it. The Ramban, Psadig on the Bahag, it's a very very big Torah. But our Rebbe is the Rambam, and the Rambam says that Anocha Hashem Elokecha is the makar to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Sefer Yerayim, the Smak, they hold this is also the makar to believe in Mashiach. But this is the makar to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Anoch Shemakecha, Asher Tzaseicha Me'eretz Yisrael. And Asher Tzaseicha that took you out of Mitzrayim. I am Hashem who took you out of Mitzrayim. So why is it that the mitzvah of believing in God is revealed to us in the sugya of Yetzias Mitzrayim? Now we have many mitzvahs that go back to Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's also a question that the Rishonim all talk about. Like, why is it that the whole Torah seems to be going back to Zeich Yetzias Mitzrayim? Everything is Zeich Yetzias Mitzrayim. So Reb Tzadik explains in other places, other places where he talks about this, and he says a very simple thing. He says that the Jewish people, Erev Yetzias Mitzrayim, were in the lowest place imaginable. Memtesh Shari Tumah. Now, since then, we're lower than that. Right now, it's lower. The Racham HaKadosh, what he said, and let's say the said, we're much lower than 49. We're lower than the 50th place. The fact that we're existing is because now we have the Torah. The Racham HaKadosh isn't, back then they didn't have the Torah, so they couldn't go to 50 because 50 would have been the end. Now we're way subterranean, basement, garage, like all the way like down. Like, you know, you have in Yerushalayim some of those buildings where you only see like one floor on top and you go down 8 floors, right? So it's mamish, we're all the way down, but we have the Torah. Why is it the Torah reveals the mitzvah to believe in God? Davke in the pasuk of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So I have to say that moment before Moshe Rabbeinu said, hey, I'm here, it's going to be okay. That moment before, we were absolutely convinced that there's no hope for us. There's no way. We totally were buying into the Erev HaSaaretz, into Mitzrayim, into the ugliness, to the disgusting world of Mitzrayim. And we were finished. The business of the Ovis and the Moses was all very sweet. And our ancestors in Mitzrayim had some nice stories. But, you know, it's like a ma'aseh shehayah. But we're done. So Davke, Hashem says, I am Hashem who took you out of Mitzrayim. And Rav Sadok explains in many places, I am Hashem who took you out of Mitzrayim, which means that right now, the same way you see yourselves as being so impossibly unredeemable that you cannot be redeemed and that you cannot change and this is never going to have a good ending, that's exactly how it was in Mitzrayim. That's how we felt, our ancestors felt when they were in Mitzrayim. They surrendered. They were finished. There was nothing to do. We were forgotten, we were neglected, we read a lot of nice stories, but Lamaisa, where's God? Nothing's happening, it's finished. And we were doing all the bad stuff. And then it happened. The Makis, Kriyas Yamsuf, Har Sinai, and it's all going to happen again. We're now holding Erev, this is where we are now. And it's going to happen again. But in a way, if it says in Pasuk, Ki Meitzeis Chamei Sosamber, and the flow, it's going to be greater wonders, greater, because now we're even lower. It's going to be more wondrous than how it happened by Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that we're going to find ourselves by an inyan of Kabbalah Satorah again to reaffirm our Kabbalah Satorah, like what happened by Purim of Kimo Vekiblu. Also a very, very, very dark time, that time. Dabka from the lowest place. Yiskil Yisrael Men Berum HaMailas Mehem Yameinu. And that, therefore, he writes, Al Yitam HaAdam. So Sadeh begins again. He's just explaining this parish is explaining this Torah. Al Yitam HaAdam LaAtzman. Im Yira B'Dorish HaRishoyim HaFlum Bnei Ameinu. When he says Rishoyim, it doesn't only mean Goyim that are Rishoyim. It means our enemies. It means even amongst our own people. Misrabim Ba'olam. That there are more and more in the world. And Yiddishkeit seems to be losing many, many Jews. And it seems that the Rishoyim are running the world. And there's no way to stop this. They're stronger and more influential every day. And it seems like the world is Hefka. It seems like we're living in a Hefka Welt. Aval ein okein. Reb Sadok begins the Torah by saying, ein okein. There's no such thing that the Jewish people are hefker. There's no such thing that there's no hefkeres. Kiyeda. That's the words of the Kohen that are in dark letters that we just read. Kiyeda, every Jew has to know. Kiyeda Adam v'yosem alibo shahashem is baruch hu nim shalabala kerem. That we find in Tanakh that Hashem is compared to the Baal HaKerem. Kerem Hayili Yedidi. It's a beautiful parak in Yeshayim. If you could use a little bit of chizuk today, just learn Yeshaya Perikei. I mean, it's a little bit also upsetting in the beginning, but it has a nice ending. But Hashem Yisbarach has we're His vineyard. We're His vineyard. Am Yisrael Hem Karbon. Kamei Shekinu Oyasam Chazal. Malo Adam Liska. She Yedei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Es Tivoi The Baruch Shalom knows his kerem. He knows his vineyard. Umahuso shel kerem chaviv zayoyisem, and his beloved kerem knows better than anybody. But you look in beis. You see on the bottom, did it come out? I know it was cut off. You have beis?
Yeah.
It's tiny, I'm sorry, but look inside. Shehesh Rebbe Loza, Ben Rebbe Shimon, Rebbe Yeshua, Ben Karcha, Amasha Mosa, Paishi Yisrael Malchus. So there was a whole to-do over there. Rebbe Loza, Rebbe Shimon, disagreed with Rebbe Yeshua Ben Karcha. Rebbe Yeshua Ben Karcha was... There were certain Rishayim, there were Paishi Yisrael, there were bad Jews, really bad guys. And Yeshua ben Karcha, using our modern terminology, reported them. I mean, like he snitched on them. These were bad guys. These were Paishi Yisrael, Mamish Rishayim. And Rabbi Lozer Reb Shimon, with him Rabbi Lozer, the son of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. So Rabbi Lozer Reb Shimon, who's buried by Rabbi Shimon, right? So Rabbi Lozer Reb Shimon said to Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, Koitzim, so he had said, Koitzim nechal man hakerem, veheshev lo Rabbi Yeshua. It's just the opposite way. So right, Rabbi Loza said to Rabbi Loza, ben Rabbi Shimon said to Yeshua ben Karcha, that he's giving over the Parashat Yisrael, the other way. He said, Koitzim ani mechal man hakerem. Rabbi Loza, Rabbi Shimon said, Koitzim ani mechal man hakerem. Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Shimon was a very strong person. He said, I'm doing a favor to the Jewish people. I'm removing these thorns, these Rishayim, I'm removing them from the Jewish people, these Rishayim. Koitzim ani mechal man hakerem. Because I'm helping the Jewish people out. I'm helping them out. Now, Rabbi Shimon, it was the other way. Rabbi Shimon Korach had a taina. And Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Shimon said, what do you mean these are bad people? And I'm helping to remove these people from these Paishi Yisrael from the Jewish people. Koitzim ani mechal man hakerem. Veheshel Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha said, Yovo Bala Kerem v'yichalas kaitzav. Let the Bala Kerem take care of the thorns that are in the Kerem. You don't take care of the Rebbein Shalom's Kerem. Let the Rebbein Shalom, if the Rebbein Shalom has an inyu with these Rishayim, he'll take care of them. Yovo Bala Kerem. Yovo Bala Kerem v'yichalas kaitzav. To be very careful, even with the lowest Rosha, Yovo Bala Kerem. Rebbein Shalom has an inyu with Jews. So back inside the text, after Hashem is constantly tending to the needs of the vineyard. That's us. Even though you and I feel, well, I mean, you're tending to my needs, I'm totally hefker. I need to have this, I need to have this, I need to have that. And I don't get any of those things. So I'm tending to your inyan. It's not hefker. I'm constantly tending to my vineyard. It means each and every one of us, the Baruch Shalom has every one of our files, every single thing is open before him, with each one of our names, with our kids, our wives, if we're zeichet to be married with children, each and every one of us, our families, the Baruch Shalom has, the Baal HaKerem has, every one of his trees, every one of his plants in that vineyard, the Baruch Shalom has on the table in front of him, and he's Isaac every second in each kerem. Even though we often don't feel that way. He's Isaac with every single thing. So if somebody comes out, nowadays it's not so common, but if you walk out from shul and you go to your car and it's not there. That happened to me twice. Not here, it happened in Queens years ago. Twice I went to my car and it wasn't there. Somebody, I guess, needed a car. And he took my car. The only thing that was there was left. You know, remember those things you used to put on the steering wheel, those locks?
It's the most effective.
Club, thing. Yeah. Like the, so the guy left me the club. Like both times the guy left me the club. It was on Union Turnpike. Both times he left me the club, which I still have. The club. So if you walk out and your car's not there, so how could it be? I got to get to this. I got to do that. Now I'm going to go to report this. I'm going to go, like everything in life, you go, Meshuggah. So Rabbi Shlomo says, I have your paper in front of me. This is exactly midiyuk mashat tzirich achshav. This has to be. Tov me misaken yizbarach his tzarchev shel karmel. He's constantly tending to his karam and the needs of each one of his plants. Each one of his plants in the vineyard, the Rabbi Shlomo is metapel with every single second. There's no thing about the Rabbi Shlomo says, oh, I didn't notice. Oh, I missed that. No such thing. He's metapel every single second. Sarchev shall karma b'chol eis v'rega mamish. B'chol eis v'rega mamish. O'bevada kishetagia ha'eis, yochish l'roimim kerin Yisrael, and therefore when the time comes, just like it happened in Mitzrayim, when it's time, the Baruch Shalom's, yochish l'roimim kerin Yisrael, he will lift up the pride of the Jewish people. He'll lift us back up to a higher place than ever before. Ad l'yoda mamish. Ad l'yoda. And that happened in Shushan Abira too. No? It's Mishnech Nezodim, Ad Mizim. That's what happened by Shushan also. We were finished in Shushan, and it was signed already B'Tabas HaMelech, Nechtam B'Tabas HaMelech, Minad V'ad Zakin, Taf and Lashem, everybody, V'yayim Echad. And that was it, we were done. Same thing, we were done. And V'nahafechu, Ashi Yishatu HaYehudim Heimim B'Sendayim. The Balak Karim is Oisik with the Karim. Again, not all the endings are good endings, but that you shouldn't think, though, we shouldn't think that the Balak Karim is taking his eyes off of the papers. No such thing. Gam Yishval HaMadregis Ad Rum HaMailis. In the same way that when we left Mitzrayim, that's why it's Anochi Hashem Elokeinu, belief in God means that belief that the same way in a moment, We were in Mitzrayim, the lowest place, and then next thing we knew it, it's Oz Yashir, we're heading to Har Sinai. In a moment, Keherfayim. Back upstairs in the text over here, V'hinei Chazal, Omru Sheben David Efshe Shiyovo B'Dor Shekula Chayev. Now the Gemara there says also that Mashiach can come, Ben David can come in a generation that's kula, either kula zakai, entirely innocent and pure and good, or in a generation that's kula chayiv, that's like a wreck, kula chayiv, a mess. So everybody knows that from the time that we heard that Gemara, you're thinking like, there's no generation that's kula zakai, there's no generation that's kula chayiv. Like, what generation is entirely good? There's always somebody that messes up the team. And then as far as being kula chayiv, so there's always a tzaddik. There's always tzaddik yisod adam. There's always tzaddikim. So even kula zakei, kula chayev, entirely innocent, entirely worthy, and entirely unworthy. So there's a lot written, and there are many, many answers to that question. What's the metzias of that? Entirely worthy or entirely unworthy? So the tzaddik says, Om Rusha ben David, Evshe Shiova Bedor Shekula Chayev, Diyamid Melech Kasha Kahaman, so Chazal say, the generation is completely unworthy in the lowest place. Hashem has a way where there will be a king who is worse than Haman. And she is shuva b'tshuva. And that Am Yisrael will return to him, will do tshuva. Under the threat and the fear of that new Haman, that the Jewish people are going to do tshuva. Vari Omu Chazal, which is what happened in Shushan, right? But the Gemara says that all the Nevi'im and Nevi'as came to scream and to beg for us to do tshuva, and it didn't work. But then when the decree was signed in Shushan, then we started doing tshuva. And then the tzaddik says, V'ayomu Chazal, Eiz ador chaviv mikol hadaros. Chazal asks, which is the generation that's most beloved to Hashem? But like, what's Hashem's favorite time? So one opinion says it's the Dor HaMidbar. When we left Mitzrayim. Because we were Zoichu for Kabbalah Satayr. That's Hashem's favorite generation. Now remember, that favorite generation was the same, those were the same Jews that left Mitzrayim. So Hashem saying, "You ask me my favorite generation." So he's saying, in effect, what Hashem is saying: Jews that were in Mitzrayim, and then they got the Torah. Those are my favorite. So now we're starting to hear about ourselves a little bit, right? Jews that are in the lowest, most disgusting place, and then they got the Torah. Amushin is basu l'chayilam haba, v'nei shezoch l'bini beis hamikdash. This is the same thing that's going on over there. That in a very, very short time, in a relatively short time from that period where we were also, the time of the Shoftim, and those years where we were turning further and further and further away from Kedusha, and sinking deeper and deeper once again. So then it turned into a Beis HaMikdash. So he says, "Ein tzarich lomar." And if Hashem said that until now you're asking my favorite generations, these are my favorite times. The generation that left Mitzrayim and the generation that built the Beis HaMikdash. Ve'en tzarich lomar derech shel Mashiach. And as far as upcoming events, there's no question, Reb Tzadik says, there's no question that Hashem's favorite generation of all time is going to be, the generation of Mashiach, Dor Shel Mashiach. Vada Yechov certainly is going to be the most beloved. Ve'ef Shashir Kula Chayiv. In the same way that in Mitzrayim, we were Kula Chayiv, it was a mess. That doesn't mean there weren't some tzaddikim. Aaron was there. There weren't tzaddikim. But the generation, the overall matzah, was a matzah that was a total mess. So you see, it's an interesting thing. By the Baruch Shalom, the chavivus in the Hashem's Baruch's eyes doesn't mean the kid that was perfect and went through everything, school, everything gewaltic, A+, everything beautiful, everything was fine. The generation that received the Torah was not such a generation. We had a lot of stuff in our background. We had bad things in our background. Like nowadays, I told you there was a girl that they wouldn't take her in a certain seminary because when she was in eighth grade, she went to a co-ed camp. No, it was less than that. She was in sixth grade. She went to a co-ed camp. And that's why this particular seminary in Yerushalayim wouldn't accept her, because when she was a little girl, her parents were more modern, and she went to a co-ed camp. She had that on her record, and they apostled her up in that school. In that seminary, they apostled her up in Yerushalayim. And I told this to you once, that I went with this girl to Rav Pam, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, and Rav Pam called the head of the seminary there, and she said that we can't accept it because we have our girls, we want our girls to have like a pure record. And Rav Pam, who was the softest, you know what I'm talking about, it was the sweetest, like you never heard him raise his voice. I was in the room, he started to scream, "Bistara Shanta and Yosilit and Esadin. You should know that you're going to be held in judgment on the day of judgment for what you're doing." She didn't change her mind. No, it's an amazing thing. It's hard to believe she didn't change her mind. She said something feeble like, "I'll talk to the board." You know, that's what... So I don't mean anything like that. You know how it is, like when you... Because I don't believe that the board all consists of Rishayim. But the people who are in charge, they always have that inyan, you know, of the board. Like, "I'll talk to the board." In other words, it's not me, it's the board. Which is one of the reasons why you have a board. It's one of the main reasons that there's a board, is to be able to have somebody that you could... Like, Adam didn't have a board. Adam didn't have a board. So what is he going to do? So he blamed his wife. So if you don't have a board, if your school doesn't have a board yet, you blame your wife. But if you have a board, then you blame the board, right? That's how it works in the world. Adam Rishon didn't have a board. Can you imagine? For sure, Adam Rishon said, talk to the board. talk to the board. So look what happens. Look what the Baruch Shalom, his favorite generation is what? Kabbalah Satara? Aye, what did we do when we were... What? The generation of Kabbalah Satara? Not in sixth grade. What were we doing a couple of weeks before? How were we living a few weeks before? The Baruch Shalom says, you ask my favorite generation, the Dor Chaviv? They were great. They were great. It's exactly the other road that... Because what we were... That generation was a generation that had hidden within them unbelievable holiness. And how did we know that? Because they were unbelievably crazy. They were sick with tumor. And the Baruch Shalom says, "Ador Chaviv, those are my favorite. I love that Chaviv. I love that Chaviv." Like, I believe, I know it sounds terrible, and I get into trouble for saying this once with the Rosh Hashiva, but I believe that the most beloved of our generations are the ones who turn themselves around. And I'm not saying something that's not in this form. Those who struggled most, and those Chaviv that went through this, the greatest turmoil and turbulence and struggles, and they made their lives into something. Those are mamish. The Baruch Shalom says, Chaviv, most beloved Hashem. And our generation Bechlal is the most Chaviv. If we see, so you see, Ein Zeug, let me say, Dershul Mashiach, Vada Yechovev, Evshu Yekuloi Chayev. Because it's a crazy generation. V'yishapchul Ador Chov, Adesh Hashem Yisroch, Yevim L'tshuva, because Hashem Yisroch is going to help us do tshuva. He's going to help us do tshuva. He's going to bring us to a place. What that means, a king that's worse than Haman, we already saw that king, right? That's it. Now it's just, even though it's ready 75 years ago, but Lamaisa, we saw that, I mean, our parents, grandparents saw that king. His name was Hitler Yamach Shemo. And we're now, this is the time as part of that mahalach. It's part of that mahalach. Not chalila, anything else. It's part of that mahalach. And Adesh Hashem Zbach Yavim L'tshuva. Val Korchach, therefore it must be. Remember, it always parallels the Tumah. The Kedusha is always commensurate with the Tumah. So therefore, Al Korchach, therefore the Kohen says, Al Korchach Shesherish Nishmosim Yimokim Gavoh Yaisim Mikol Adaris. Therefore, Al Korchach, you must say that the Shurish of our generation, of the generation of Mashiach, is the highest Shurish, the deepest Shurish of all generations that ever existed. Our generation has the deepest Shurishim, the highest Shurish of all generations that ever existed. So, on that note, we'll stop and we'll continue as Hashem. The Be'emes. We'll continue with the word truth from Mitzvah Shem next Sunday.
Can you move over? Is it okay?